Blog Talk Radio.
Our powerful Dyson V8 vacuum is also one of our quietest. It tackles hair from pets and humans with our Motivar cleaner head and hair detangling veins. Stiff nylon bristles release ground-in dirt from rugs and carpets, while carbon fiber filaments sweep hard floors. Fully sealed filtration captures microscopic particles smaller than pet dander and traps them inside. It's lightweight and ergonomic to clean up high, down low, and easily reach under furniture. And our mini motorized tool gets everywhere pets do, sucking up dirt, debris, and hairs, with attachments designed to pick up pet hair and plenty of runtime. This vacuum makes cleaning up after your pet a walk in the park.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Can be
You are now listening to The Power of Thoughts with your host, Tiana Speaks, and my great friend and special guest co-host, Ava Holly, who is the CEO of Four Star. This is a product of WBNN, brought to you by Ngozi Towns Multimedia. We are live from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in 516-453-9133 to talk to me, my guests, and add your thoughts. We are waiting on you, and the whole entire WBNN family is waiting to hear what you have to say. Now, first, before I go into my topics, I want to say something to my special guest before I bring her on. Ava, you are absolutely wonderful. I would not be on this station if it was not for you, but I know it started with Jerry Petito, and a shout out to Jerry Petito, and also Brother O for bringing me on, allowing me to share my voice with 23 million people. Ava, you are such a great friend. You are probably the most giving person I have ever met. And this might sound funny, but Ava is the type of person, if she had a dollar, she'd find a way for both of you to eat. If there was a hot dog, she'd split it. That's the type of person she is, and she's always trying to figure out how to help somebody. And any time that I need something, she's always there and trying to accommodate me. And to my fiber warriors, this is the type of friend you need. Even while my friend had surgery, okay, and I hope you don't cry, Ava. even while my friend had surgery, you know, I have pain. If you don't know what fibromyalgia is, it is similar to having the flu, the way that you feel throughout your body. This woman knows that I drive, but she will still come and get me and take me wherever we go. We do events and things like that, and I appreciate her so greatly. So I have to have her on here today. One, because she's an amazing person. She is just phenomenal. Two, because I know we have lots of differences of opinions, and this show is about perception, deception of perception. What is your perception? I want to go into a little bit about, I'm going to start off with bad driving habits, and then I'd like to bring her on for the rest of the topics, with just not only bad driving habits, but even bad habits from pedestrians, and this is specifically for the United States. Because I know that we air in over 40-something countries. Walking across the street, number one, while you're looking at your cell phone, when a driver gives you the chance to cross, is that worth your life? How do you know that a car is not going to come from somewhere else? Why isn't your focus on crossing the street as much as these accidents happen and people get hit? Is you can't put the phone down for 2 seconds just to save your life. Why? I don't understand that. Two, is it possible for you to look in your rearview mirror before opening your car door to see if cars are coming and you don't give them your door? I mean, like, if you're generous, then go ahead and open that door while cars are coming, and then you'll never have to open it again, you know? Number three, switching lanes from three lanes over and then putting on your brakes. I don't understand. Like, are you Patra and you want somebody to pull up to your bumper? I don't get it. You know, let me know. Four, swerving from lane to lane because you're texting. You have to be careful because in 1 second could mean your life or someone else's life. Number five, driving like a maniac with kids in your car. Their lives are precious, even if you don't think yours is. And not only that, they're going to be picking up these habits from you and continuing them if you don't show them the right way. You have to be careful because kids, you know, they will pick up the things and the habits and the bad habits you have. We need to instill good habits in the children so that way when you are 6 feet under or wherever you think you will be, that they're not being a nuisance to everybody else in the world because of your bad habits. Number six, pedestrians walking right in front of cars like you are a ghost. You're walking like a ghost from the past named Louie who came back to get his $12.32 that his friend Anthony ordered from high school. I mean, you're going to buy some like some gum or something. I don't know. You don't have no teeth if you're a ghost. You know we say the hip bone is connected to the backbone. If you want to keep it that way, you got to stay in your lane. You don't know if the driver is angry, drunk, or doesn't care about his own life. So keep that hip bone in place, ladies and gentlemen. Now, to the cars that drive 30 miles under the speed limit like they are in a funeral. I don't understand it. The thing is, if you don't know where you're going, you know, people have to get to work. They might be early, but they're going to be late, maybe because of you. And it is a little bit selfish. If you see behind your rearview mirror, there's 20 cars behind you, and you're doing 30 miles under the speed limit, and maybe it's a little bit exaggerating, but some of you do that. Pull over, let the cars pass, because, I mean, if you want to take, you know, an hour and a half to go 1 mile, that's your business, but everybody else shouldn't have to suffer for that. That's not fair, and be careful about that, because you never know what can happen. There are so many things that I have a dash cam in my car, and you will not believe the things that I have encountered myself on a daily basis with literally cars where we are parallel to each other, and then they turn right into me. You have to be aware when you drive. You should be looking way ahead of you to the left and the right, and also keep looking in your rearview mirror. When you make a right turn, and like I said, this is specifically for the United States, because I know the roads are different in other places. When you make a right turn, you should look in your rearview mirror as well, glance in your rearview mirror to see how close the person is behind you, because you don't know if they're paying attention, and they may slam in the back of you. You have to be careful. Not only look out for yourself, but look, you have to drive for everyone else around you too, because you don't know who's operating these cars. And what I've noticed over the years is I feel like they just give anybody a license. I feel like people are just getting their licenses out of cereal boxes because people just don't care anymore. They're running stop signs, traffic lights. They don't care at all. And in that moment, you can take somebody else's life, and it's very, very selfish. I don't mean traffic lights that aren't working or there's a problem. That's not what I'm talking about, because obviously you're not going to sit there if there's no light and you don't know if it's red or green or anything like that. That's not what I mean. If you know that it's red and you know that there's a visible stop sign right there and you purposely just go through it, what if that's your child, somebody's child's walking through? You have to look at things as if people are, what if it was your family member crossing that street at that second that that person or you decided to run that red light or run that stop sign? That can happen. You really, like, as individuals, we are very selfish, very, 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 very selfish. And I want to say something. It's not necessarily about driving, but I want to make it clear about handicap parking as well. I think it's very selfish. I've seen even in my area on a regular basis, police officers parking in handicap parking. And how do you know that someone does not need that accessible parking for themselves, or they have a wheelchair, but you're taking it up just to go get something to eat or whatever it is? It's not right. You know, we all are supposed to be following the law. And to the people who think that handicapped parking is just for individuals with wheelchairs, get that out of your mind. That is not correct. People have invisible disabilities. People have disabilities where they may have issues with their lungs or they can't walk that far, and they look perfectly normal to you, but they can pass out at any moment. You know, people have certain conditions where their muscles and things can give out on them at any time, so they need that close parking to the door in case they have a problem. But you yourself, you're not going to be able to visualize the issues that they have from the outside of their body because it's internal. And unless you are some type of magician or, you know, you have some type of eyes that are able to see, like, illnesses, you're not going to know. And just because a person is smiling and happy does not mean that they are in pain. Now, I'm going to continue, but now we have a track next by international DJ legend Brother O. Take it away.
Thank you.
listen here. Let me tell you, this is my kind of music. I wish we could jam out all night. Thank you, Brother O, for playing my type of music. I'm so excited. If you are just tuning in, you are now listening to The Power of Thoughts with me, Tiana Speaks. And very soon, I will bring on my special co-host, my special guest, Ava Holly. If you were just tuning in, I was just talking about bad driving habits, and I left off with speaking about handicapped parking. So I just would like to finish that a little bit before I bring on Ava, my wonderful, darling Ava. So there's a lot of misconceptions with people and accessible parking. They feel as though if you can walk or if you're walking and you look fine, that you don't need it, you're faking. But let me tell you something. It takes a lot of courage for certain people to go out in the world who are physically struggling in the inside. And you, yourself, I'm talking to you, judgmental people who do not understand this. And I am not saying that there are not people who fake it. I'm not saying that. So let me make that clear, because there are. But you don't know, because you're not living inside this person's body. There's a lot of people with chronic illnesses and pain who have to fight not to show it, to look normal, to be normal. And it just becomes easier after a while. But you don't know what happens when they walk through that door at home and they crash on the floor, they crash on their bed, because it was so much for them to go out in public, to go shopping, to do whatever it is. And then for you to come up to them and question them or have a problem because they have a pecker, because you are not a doctor and you feel as though you can question somebody about their disability, that just adds to the problem. Would you want somebody to do that to your mother who's suffering, or your father, or your sister, or your niece, or whoever you love the most? And if you love nobody, then maybe there's a reason for that. Maybe you need to look at yourself in the mirror and figure that out. But the thing is, people have to understand the misconception comes from that wheelchair that is on that parking sign, because that is embedded in people's heads. You can get a placard without having a cane, without having a wheelchair. And let me tell you something. I have one myself because of my back pain, because of my issues that I had to be signed off by a doctor. Now, I'm not saying this because I have one myself, because I don't care what anybody thinks. I used to feel judged. I used to feel that I don't really care, because I know physically what I'm capable of every day. And I know that when I walk, because of my fibromyalgia, I know when I walk in that store, if my car is not close to that door, it could be a problem for me. I don't know what everyone else goes through, but I'm speaking out for the people who can't speak for themselves and who are afraid, because I'm not afraid of any of you. I'm not afraid of any of you to say this, and I'm not embarrassed. I'm not ashamed of anything, because let me tell you something. I used to be in a wheelchair. I used to walk with a cane for 3 years, and it's funny, because at that time that I was in a wheelchair and when I had a cane, people understood my pain and they were, you know, very empathetic to my issues. But now you're looking at me, unless you really know me, you're never going to know that I'm in pain, unless I'm having a really, really bad day in pain and you know me very well. You're not going to know. I can be in so much pain and just walking normal just like anyone else. And then some days I cannot. It just depends. I never know what that day is going to be when I wake up. So I'm speaking for those people who have felt judged, and I know there's a lot of you listening who felt judged. Forget those people. They do not determine your reality. You know how you feel with your body. You know how you feel inside every day when you wake up and you open those two eyes of yours, assuming you got two eyes now, you open those two eyes of yours, and you know how you feel. You know when you walk in your kitchen, your bathroom, assuming that, you know, that's where you're at. You know how you feel. You know how you feel when you go to the bathroom. You know how you feel when you go shopping. Why do you need validation from anyone else? And I'm sorry if your husband or your wife or your sister, your brother, your mother, your father does not believe you. You know, I don't have that issue per se, but I know that a lot of people do. And it took me a long time to just, like, ignore it. Like, I don't really care. I get looks sometimes, but I just like, this person is not worth my energy. I don't have to explain anything to anybody, because I know me. I know what I feel. I know what I go through. And I want you to get that strength and understand that you don't need anyone to believe you. Now, I'm sorry for the people who need someone to believe them because they need help. Like, you need help from your husband. You need help from your wife. You need help from your brother, your sister. I'm sorry. At that, I don't know what to say to that. But as far as your mentality goes and as far as your perception of needing that validation, let that go out the window because you live with you every day, so no one else can tell you how you feel. And on that note, I want to know if my special friend, Ava Holly, are you there?
I am here, Miss Tiana. How are you doing this evening? Are you not in pain tonight, or are you doing good?
Oh, I'm always in pain, but it just depends on the level. Always in pain, every day.
Yeah, right. I can relate, you know, at least in my recovery, I can relate. But first, let me say this. You had me laughing and crying. I did not come on the show to co-host with you so you could talk about me. Yet that said, thank you very much for your kind, beautiful words. And I'm going to take all that sentiment, except the driving you and picking you up part. I'm going to take all that sentiment and throw it right back out to my sister from another mister, international internet radio hall of famer, and whatever other titles she has, I can't even remember them all. Brother, I was going to have to fill us in on all that. I know she's a lifetime achiever, but I want to give a big, huge shout out to Jerry Petito. She's a little under the weather. She's not able to speak, and she's been texting me, telling me that she loves your topic. She loves you, and, you know, she's listening tonight. So, Jerry, we love you. Thank you for all that you do. And it's funny because you said, you know, you talk about me wanting to help somebody. You know, I talk to Jerry. I tell her about somebody new that I met, and she goes, wait a minute. And I love when she does that. She goes, wait a minute. Let's do this, this, and this, and don't tell them. We'll surprise them. And it's so funny, but she's so great. And the give back is right there, you know. But I got to tell you a story, Tiana, about today. Just today, I was driving all day. I drove for like 12 hours straight today, and I'm so beat up over it. Yeah, anyway, that's a story for another time. Yeah, on the way home, this person gets in front of me, and just as their last tire crosses the broken white line, then they put their directional on. What's the story with directionals? Nobody even knows what they are. Nobody, those blinky things. Does anyone know how to use them?
Apparently not. I see this all. You know, I had a guy. It's so crazy. It's like in four lanes. It's not, you know, I think it was Atlantic Avenue. So for those of you who are not familiar with this area, it's just four lanes. It's a major road, but it's not a highway. There's stores on the left and the right. So the guy, like I said, we're in America for the people in other countries. So, you know, we drive on a different side. But the guy was coming from the left side. He drove straight into me and then got in front of me and turned and then made a right turn with no blinker, no anything. And I'm like, is he serious right now? Am I invisible in my transparent? Like, I don't understand. Like, what's going on? You know, but sometimes
I had somebody do that too recently. Come around me and go in front of me and go right. I mean, what the heck?
I saw a video.
Talk about accidents waiting to happen.
I saw a video last night I was watching, and it was kind of funny because it didn't turn into an accident, but this car is like driving really fast, and like down the highway, and I guess it ended up being like parking to the right side. This car flipped and went to the opposite direction and slid right into a parking space, and then Jim Carrey, and it said fits like a glove. And I started laughing.
in Bruce Almighty when he parts the cars and they all park off so he can drive through.
that was so great. I'm glad nobody got hurt or anything. Cause I don't know where this was or what country or anything, but it was really funny though. Like it ended up being like funny because it was actually on Reddit. That's where I saw it at. It was on Reddit in like a. It's like a, I think the title of the thing is like, no, yes. It's like things you think are going to happen, but they don't happen, and it turns out to be a positive thing, you know. So I like to watch those. But going back to what is one of the worst experiences that you've had with someone actually driving that they've done to you that they should have been more aware and it could have been avoided?
Oh, God. There are several that I could think of, but off the top of my head, it has to be that person that came around to the left of me and cut in front of me and then made a right turn. I mean, it's so scary when that happens. You have to be, you were talking about driving for everybody else. Well, obviously we can't do that. Yet we have to be aware of those people around us that are just, I mean, you know, we're none of us are ever always perfect. Well, some of us are perfect, but no, I'm kidding. None of us are ever always perfect, but you know, you just have a little more common sense when you're on the road. Like you said, you know, it's somebody's life, it's somebody else's life. People don't care anymore. But it's crazy what's out there. Just crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
You get in your car and you want to think that everybody else getting in their cars, you know, are doing the right things, you know, but yet that's not always the case. I mean, we had a ton of traffic going up north today and coming back, and except for a couple of little things, it wasn't bad. It's time consuming and it took long, yet people were, you know, alternate feeding. People were, you know, being patient, and even though it's really crazy out there today, I got to say that with all the traffic that I dealt with today, it wasn't terrible.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you made it home safely, because like driving.
Oh yeah, me too. That was a long day. Long day, girlfriend.
Yeah. So let me see what topic are we going to discuss next, because I know that you and I, a lot of times we do have a different opinion on certain things. So, and I wanted to have you on because, you know, without you, I wouldn't be here. And I really just want to, first, before I say that, I know you gave one to her, but I want to give one to her as well. Jerry Petito, I want to give you a shout out too. I hope you feel better. And any of my WBNN family who is not feeling well, or if you are suffering from anything or a loss of a family member or anything like that, my heart goes out to you. Kuni Bakatun, what can I say about you? You always text me during my shows and give me, you know, inspiration and everything. And Ava, you do too as well. Like when I'm done, you always say I did a good job. I appreciate you. I really do. And Clev One, you're always texting me something funny or crazy, you know, telling me that I did a good job. I appreciate you. Clev One is a person that is like no other, you know. But I really love all of you guys, all of you listening. And I hope that your shows go on and do be very, very successful. I wish that for all of you. And I want you to know that from the bottom of my heart. And Brother O, I want to thank you for giving me an alternate family, because these people are absolutely amazing. They are talented individuals. And it's just, my life will be forever changed by these individuals and bringing things to light that they do. Just being amongst such wonderful individuals just warms my heart. It really, really does. And what also warms my heart is that we're going to have another track next by international DJ legend DJ Oladski. Take it away.
You talk about me all the time.
Right. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to The Power of Thoughts with me, Tiana Speaks, and my special guest co-host, Ava Harley. This show is brought to you by Ngozi Times Multimedia. If you want to talk to us, please dial in 516-453-9133 and make sure you press that 1 so that way we can see you and you can speak to us and give us your thoughts on everything that you've heard us speak about. Now, I think that we should move into relationships because of that last song I love. Thank you so much, Brother O, for playing it. And I want to ask you something, Ava, before I go into it. There's a lot of perceptions in relationships on how things should be, and I think there's not a one-size-fits-all for everybody. So different things work for different people. But, you know, the issue, well, I don't want to say the issue, the conversation that we had when we all had ice cream and everything, I wanted to know, is that okay for me to speak about, or can I ask you about that? You know, with art,
yeah.
Is that okay?
Well, I don't know specifically what you mean, but yeah, sure.
But the Uber ride. So, but I'm not going to ask you yet. I just want to know if it's okay to ask you that because, like, you know, it's
yeah, sure.
Thing.
I don't know what it is, but yeah.
All right. So now I want to say, you know, me and myself, I say as a woman, there are certain things, like, and it may not fit for every relationship, and I think sometimes it can vary by age, you know, depending on what things you've been through already, what things you haven't been through, what lessons you've learned. But me as a person, as a woman, I feel like I should make my man feel like a king all the time. I feel as though that, you know, and I'm not saying that he doesn't have a job, have his job to do for his woman as well. I'm not saying that. I'm speaking just about me solely, you know, because we do that a lot. A lot of times when you hear someone talk about a relationship, you can say, you know, women need to stop doing this. And women will say, well, men need to stop doing it too. Like, okay, but we're not talking about that right now. That might be relevant to the conversation at some point, but acknowledge what is being said at that point. So I want to say this. I feel like I should make my man feel like a king always, you know, and at sometimes when you have disagreements and things like that, a lot of times take a step back and try to figure out what is actually being said. What is this person trying to, what message is this person trying to get to you? What are they feeling inside? What are they going through? And what can you do to make things better? And leave the feeling of you always have to be right at the door because you don't. And each of you needs to come together and come to a solution when there's a disagreement. There should be open communication between you both, and it should be like you both are best friends. That's how it should be. And speaking of that, there was an instance where Ava's husband shared something with her that a husband, or I would say a boyfriend, may not normally share with a woman because of her reaction of that situation. And it's true. A lot of times men can come to you and be honest with you about what's going on, but then you might start accusing him of things. You might start, like, you don't even listen to what he's saying. And if you're already going to jump the gun, why would he want to come to you? Why would he want to talk to you? And I'm not saying that there's not people out there who are dishonest, but at this time, if this man has given you no reason to believe that, then you just need to calm down. And with that being said, Ava, I'm speaking about the Uber ride that Art told you about with the lady in the back seat. Can you share that story?
Well, let me say this much first before I share that story. You mentioned that, you know, one size doesn't fit all, and that's certainly true, and maybe not just in relationships, maybe in a lot of things. Yet, when it comes to relationships, no matter what kind of relationship you have, and I totally believe this with my whole heart, there has to be a trust factor. And if there's not a trust factor, all of these other things come into play. And my husband and I have that trust factor, so none of that crap bothers us. The story was that he was doing a drive that night, and he got approached by a woman in the back seat. And she had just left a gentleman, huggy, huggy, kissy, kissy, I love you, I love you. And after they dropped him off and continued on to drop her off, she came on to my husband, and he told me about it. And it was just, I mean, I just found it hysterical, you know. Yet I understand what you're saying. There's a lot of men, a lot of women that can't really talk about that situation to their spouse. And I think that there's a lack of trust in there if that's the case. And I hate to be mean or say anything about it, but, you know, if you can't talk openly about things with the person that you love, you know, and supposed to be there for you and support you, there is no trust, not no trust, but there's a lack of trust. And then if you have that lack of trust, anything else can happen on top of it, you know. And I think that's where a lot of relationships go bad, is that there's not a total trust factor there.
I think you forgot one part, the fact that he turned around and said, oh, she had on with her socks.
I didn't know if you wanted me to hear that.
Yes, absolutely, because a lot of men would not share that. They turned around and there was a woman there just a song. So,
yeah,
you know,
she was making some real advancements from the back seat. Let's say that much.
This moment really touched Honey Bakatoon, and if he comes on, I'll let him speak about that. It really touched him, and Honey and I actually had a little bit of a conversation about it, you know, and he was so touched by, because Honey was right there when the story was being told by Ava's husband, and, you know, I gotta say, to hear, if you're around Ava and her husband, it is a comedy show between them.
It is. It is. It actually is.
Show, you know?
My husband is so funny. He just makes the comedy show happen naturally.
Yes, he does.
And he's so quiet and unassuming, but once you get him going, forget about it.
Yes, absolutely. We are going to continue our comedy show after we have a track next by international DJ legend Oled.
And for love's sake, each mistake, all you forgave, and soon both of us learn to trust, not run away.
There was no time to play.
We build it up
and build it up
and build it up, and now it's solid.
Got in between.
know, you do not know me, but my name is African Anna, and I have to come and take over this show because my brother is coming. My brother is caller 1 in queue, and he is the International Internet Radio Hall FM Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever, Huni Bakatun. I know he sounds like he's from my village. How are you doing, Huni? How are you doing today?
Well, you know what? Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you all
from 40 kilometers away from the jungle.
Hey, look. You my mail order bride now. I didn't expect you to be on the radio like this here. That's not what I programmed. I didn't program you. I paid $250 million for you to clean the house and for you to cook and not for you to be up here on broadcasting. That's not what I paid for.
I think that you are very cheap. $250 million is not enough. You should have did $1 billion. You don't know my worth. And that is why you are going to be hot dogs and eggs tomorrow morning for you. That's it. And you, and let me tell you something. You won't have chocolate. It's going to be cold. I'm going to put it in the refrigerator on purpose. Okay? You don't know me in this way. Do you understand this? You don't know. Why are you quiet?
Wait a minute. Angel Ava, can you unplug her? Can you unplug her right quick and reprogram her?
I think we had a sticker in an Uber ride.
I am solar powered. You cannot unplug me. You cannot unplug me. The sun is my source. Okay? Can you unplug the sun? No, you cannot. You cannot. What is the matter with you? You don't know this? You pay $250 million and you don't know what you got. This is a disgrace. Why should I tell the people in my village, you will not get any lion meat stew tomorrow. No, you will not. No.
My goodness. And on the real, I know everybody's enjoying this show. First of all, I love both of y'all. I had to definitely call in and shout out to Art. He, to me, and I told him to his face, and I'm going to say it live on the air. Angel, Ava has won heaven of a man for a husband. Because I'm going to be honest with you.
He's the best.
One of the greatest challenges I ever faced during my ninth and final incarnation here was dealing with women that was either not confident. Because me, I always drew attention. I drew attention coming out my I better not say that. The undisputed vulnerable prize fighter. You understand? I always drew attention. So if a woman can't deal with, don't get me wrong, I'm confident. And I know if I got someone that's able to handle this, then she ain't got that word. But if she ain't, if she don't have that and she's not confident like that, honestly, I didn't expect to hear that, but for me to be able to bear witness to a man being that open and confident enough in his wife for to share something like that in my 38 years on one hand and 55 years on the other, y'all are two of a kind. I just wanted to make sure that I called in and confirmed everything that y'all are talking about. Love your subject.
Yeah.
Love your subject matter, okay?
Thank you.
Well, thank you for
you
that, Huni. That's really nice of you to say. Thank you.
Oh, no doubt. It's just the honest truth. And to reiterate, like last night, you asked me on my show. That has been my whole career for 38 years. One, couples or people like Angel Ava and her husband were always the type of people that invited me to come home and be a part of the family. And to me, I wouldn't have made it those 38 years without ones like you. So I think all in all for, meeting you in town, what can I say about you? I mean, you talking about me coming there, you did justice to me as well. I mean, you made me feel welcome. I mean, you just one of a kind. Okay?
And
I
got
to
shout out to our girl.
Y'all.
Huni, we got to shout out to our girl Jerry, who's listening, who really pulled together for us to all get together. I think it's so important. Wait, Tiana was talking about our WBNN family, and those of you that are listening need to know that, you know, this station is 10 years old. That's not even enough time to really, you know, it's like car salesmen. Hosts come and go. People come and go. The ones that stick around are the ones that have taken the time to get to know the other hosts and to treat people like family. And that's how we succeed, when we lift each other as we climb. And we can't always do that with our family, but in the good sense of the word family, that we lift each other as we climb and we get to know each other and we build trust, and that only begets good things for everybody.
That is so true. And one of the things that I learned, all so-called family don't necessarily have to be blood related. And I'll be the first to tell you and everyone else, those are relatives. That's all they are. They might have a family name. They are relatives. But real family is the people who come together like we do here at our great company of WBNN. And when we take time to spend time with each other, get to know each other, so that's when you know it's real. You get what I'm saying? You can pretend from a distance, but when you take time to go out and hang out like we did, shout out to my nephew Clem, you know, Hall of Fame in Shrinee, Tetch, you know, I mean, all of us, and we're looking forward to doing that again. Look, I know some other people might want to call. I definitely wanted to call to show divine love and support for both of y'all. I'm going to listen to the rest of the show, okay?
Yes. Thank you, Mooney. Love you.
Thanks for calling. Now,
you're love y'all too.
We love you, definitely. We have an old school mix by Honeybee DJ Olasky, American Songbook.
You know what time it is, y'all. I'm on the wheels of steel. Hey, Ava and Tiana, stop playing with me, man. Hey, Booker T, let's get it, baby. No time to play. I'm the greatest DJ your mama ever heard. And tell your grandmama I asked about her. I want you to get a pie on Monday. I'm funky, baby. Let me kiss myself. Ah. shit. That boy is old, nasty. Go call your honey bee. Yo, DJ, huh, the one you want to be. Huh. Yeah. With a spear.
The Power of Thoughts with me, Tiana Speaks, and my special guest co-host, Ava Holly. We were talking about bad driving habits, accessible parking. We were also speaking about relationships and trust. And now I want to know what, caller two, what do you have to add to the conversation? And tell us who you are and where you are calling from.
Hi, Tiana. Hi, Ava. This is Mo Garman calling out of Philadelphia. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
Hi, Mo.
Hi. Great show. I tuned in when you got to the relationship. I'm sorry I couldn't get there in the beginning, but I did want to comment on what Ava was saying about trust in relationships. It is so very true. I was married and am now a widow. And my husband would also tell me whenever women came out to him. Well, I remember him coming and telling me this woman thought my legs were really nice. You And then he introduced me to her. You know, it was kind of funny. You know, it was, yeah, he did. He introduced me to her because he didn't know her, and he was like, I don't want to get in any trouble. I want you to know exactly what's going on. So it was kind of interesting. I find that that's a basic form of trust, don't you, Ava?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Absolutely, totally agree.
The foundation of it, you just have to have that in a relationship, that kind of banter that goes on. He likewise would see, you know, he actually saw men come up to me a couple times, and I would, you know, tell them, I wasn't interested in whatever, and he didn't get crazy or excited or angry or agitated at all. So, you know, it's a nice thing, a nice trait to look for, you know, when you're looking for the right person, be they male or female, that they're going to be jealous, you know?
It's funny you bring up that word banter, because my husband and I do that all the time. And, you know, we were both married before. So something was definitely missing from those relationships, because what we have, like, people that don't know us think it's hysterical, because we just go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And we love it. That's what we survive on, you know. And it's just so funny that you bring it up, because whenever anyone says something like that, I say, yeah, we just call it banter.
yep, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's funny. And in my relationship, that's one of the conversations we had, you know, like you told me, like, you want to know if something like that happened. So if somebody does approach me, I always let them know, you know, and it's just like, that's what we do. And even if it's something like someone from the past that maybe like I just, even this morning, someone that he knew, like, he told me the whole story about it. And it's just like, I think it's supposed to be like that. It's supposed to be open, because it's like a closeness, especially if a woman, you like this, you feel open. Now, I'm not saying that every woman is going to be receptive of that, because some of them are crazy and they'll go off and you don't care about nobody. But that's not fair. That man should be able to open up to you about everything with respect, I would say. They should be able to open up to you, because at the end of the day, if he can open up to you about things like that, then he can open up to you about things that he's going through at his job or his family or whatever it is.
Right.
It should be like that. And then you're a woman and you're sitting here wondering, oh, my man doesn't talk to me. Well, I mean, sometimes it's you. I'm sorry, sis. It's you sometimes. You know? It's the truth. It's you. It's absolutely you, you know? So, and I just have a different outlook on certain things. You know, it's just, as long as there's respect, understanding, you know, that I think that it can be the foundation. It has to be healthy. And things may not ever be perfect, you know, but at the same time, you two can be perfectly imperfect together. I can say it like that, you know, but you can be perfectly imperfect. And I had, even me personally, getting off a little bit on the topic, like, I know I had certain habits because I was single for quite a long time, and he kept talking to me, and it was just going, like, in one ear, not the other, like, whatever, you know, and I ignored it. But when I sat down and really understood, because, you know, it was new for me, it was very new for me, and I was used to just doing, getting up and going, doing what I needed to do, and not worrying about somebody else. So I just had that habit. I had that habit, and I had to break that. I had to think about somebody else's feelings. I had to think about, you know, like, even just telling somebody where I'm at, or, you know, just, it was just new to me, because I'm used to doing what I want, when I want. Not anything bad, but just getting up and going and not having to worry about what someone else is thinking. Like, you know, but at the end of the day, now it's like, I understand a lot of the things that were said, you know, and they weren't, they turned from complaints to me understanding what was being said, because I opened my mind. And sometimes us as women, we need to open our minds when the person you're with says something to you and not dismiss it. And I would say, even to the men, when your woman comes to you and talks to you nicely about something that they have an issue with, listen, don't let your ego get in the way of everything that this woman says. Don't try to flip it back on her. You're not always right. And even women, you're not always right either. So don't try to flip it back on that person. Like, try to understand what she's saying. If she's complaining that you work too much, understand that she's saying she wants more time with you. Maybe she's not doing it correct, like, the way that you want, but this is the way she knows how to communicate. If you don't like it, show her a better way. So say, hey, I don't like you complaining like this, but if you say, hey, babe, I need more time, I'll be more receptive of that. Show her. And vice versa. Women, show your men how to talk to you. For me personally, like, the person I'm with would spend 24/7 with me. It's no problem for me. I was the type of person who is just, I can be by myself like all the time and I'm good, you know. But I've transitioned to something else because I do
right.
like being the person I'm with, you know. Like I have fun, I'm comfortable, you know. But it's like the thing is, I had to realize how my mindset was versus theirs and how I might have been making them feel by just getting up going and doing whatever, you know. And I had to realize that, you know, and they had to realize some of the things that they needed to change too. You know, so it's all about compromise and working, you know. It's just basically to open
it's
your
work.
Mind.
It just doesn't come natural, you know. It's work. You have to work on it, and you have to build that stuff. Thank you, Mo, for sharing all that with us. That's great. Tiana, since Huni outed out my husband, tell our listening audience the name of the fantastic, beautiful man you have in your life right now.
His name is Jeff. Yeah.
Isn't he the best? I mean, you guys always call each other something else. So it's like, honey, do this. Oh, honey, you have to go to the bathroom. I remember that story.
I got a police officer and I need to go to the bathroom. You know what's funny? We were in Wawa yesterday and he was calling me, but I didn't hear him. I just seen his hand up to come to the register, and the lady at the register is making fun. She's like, Dave, I started laughing. I didn't hear him say that, but she was making fun of him. I started laughing. It's funny because now we go on the Wawa, people know us, and they're like, hi, you know, like, because we go, you know, a lot of times in the morning before he goes to work, stuff like that. But it's certain things that he wanted for me that it was just like, okay, why do you care? Why is that a big deal? Why? And then culturally, I had to understand we come from two different cultures where there's different expectations. Mm-hmm. I might expect something from him that is not usual to him, and he expects something from me that is not usual to, you know, used to it. So I had to try to understand, and we had those conversations a lot of times, you know. And I will say this on the air, no matter what happens between me and him, I will love that man for the rest of my life. I know that because this man has showed me more love than anybody I've ever been with combined. It's a different,
so nice.
Different experience, you know. It's a different experience, you know.
He seems so real and so nice, you know.
My husband was in a different culture than me as well. I get that connection.
Man. It's rough sometimes.
It is.
You know,
some things they don't understand. It's fun explaining. It's fun getting to know someone and explaining the differences, you know?
I got to share one story.
The best story I could share. I got to share one too. Go ahead.
Oh, the one story I just want to share is something simple. One thing I will say, nothing against American men at all. Like, I love y'all. It's nothing against y'all. But the conversations that you have with people of different cultures is so different. Something simple as me saying I went to go to a breakfast place the other day. And he's like, no, I don't. I'm not going to go. And I'm like, why? And the truth is, there's always a line at this place. He's like, because there's a line from here to there. What is that? Is that heaven's door? Is there an angel cooking there? Is there heaven's chicken there? I couldn't stop laughing. It was
oh
so
my God.
Funny. No thought about it whatsoever. I was in tears crying. What would you want to share? And then we're going to go to a track.
I was going to share with Mo, you know, when she said sometimes they just don't get it. My husband is an extremely smart man, extremely smart. And I spent 17 years with a great company called Tupperware. I was an executive manager and the number one recruiter in the eastern half of the United States. I was with them for, 17 years, right? So one day, my husband walks in the kitchen. Now, just think about this company. Anybody that knows Tupperware knows what they're about. My husband walks in the kitchen and says, honey, do we have a bowl? And I thought, what the heck? I have bowls coming out my butt. You know, I'm like, well, how can he possibly ask that? And, you know, I will never, ever forget that because I think it was just so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I get it. I get it.
When is the next show, Mo? And I have to find out when Jerry's next show is. But when is your next show?
My next show will be on July 14th at 9:30 on WBNN.
Okay, thank you so much for calling in, and we're going to have a track next by DJ Olasky, whose home state is California, from the Golden State of California, and international DJ legend DJ Olasky. Take it away.
Sky is the limit and he knows that you keep on, just keep on pressing.
you are just now tuning in once again, this is The Power of Thoughts with me, Tiana Speaks, and my special co-host, Ava Holly. And on the wheels of steel is Brother O, DJ Oladsky. And before we go to our next caller, I just want to say that Honey Bakatoon, his show will be on the 27th of July. And my next show will be the 28th. And also, since Jerry Petito cannot call in, I will do the honors, and hers will be July 25th. So it'll be 4 Tuesdays from this past Tuesday. And now, caller 3, now, could you tell me what is on your mind?
Peace. This is Jetty. A-Track. Of the Soul Genius Shampoo Show.
I love it.
Hi, Jetty. How are you?
Peace. I'm doing well. How are you?
We are hanging in there. I'm good. Thank you.
Drop us some jewels because I know you always got them when you call in. I'm waiting. What you got to say, Jetty? Let me know.
So I'm just listening to the both of you speak on relationships, the importance thereof, you know, the familiarity with being with genuine minds and spirits and things of that nature. And I just wanted to add to that notion as regarding, you know, just the distinctions in single living versus being in a relationship that I feel sometimes I feel like relationships and the criteria and the importance within can be sometimes trivialized, and you're giving up a lot, but blessed to give than to receive. No, check this out. It's blessed to give than to receive, because, you know, when you come from a place of wealth, it speaks to your character how much you do give, you know?
Yeah.
So you can, you know, in the world of being single, you know what I mean, you have all the luxuries in being as selfish as you choose. You know, there's the old adage that says, you know, you go faster when you're by yourself, but you go farther when you're with others. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, you know, Yeah, you have the luxury of doing whatever you choose to do when you're single, but, you know, that in and of itself can also hamper and harm you, because you don't necessarily have any direction, you know, like to do anything that you choose to do, anything that you want to do, anything at all. The possibilities are endless, and that can paralyze some people. You know what I mean?
Hey, Jetty, great thoughts, but I got to interject for a second and just give you some love from our girl, Jerry Petito. She can't talk, so she's talking to me to say hello to you and that how much she loves you.
Oh, wow. No, Jerry.
I mean, she's talking to me by text. She's not talking. She can't talk.
Oh, my goodness. I want to send my love to Jerry right now, to all the listeners right now that's listening and tuned in to The Power of Thought. Thank you. To Jerry Petito, it's a beautiful spirit right there. Thank you so much. I appreciate her. You know, but, you know, just in all, just reemphasizing the importance of, you know, being in a genuine relationship. You know, my wife blesses me with gems all the time that put me in a place of self-reflection and constantly wanting to motivate myself to be better, you know, to be a better partner, to be a better individual, to be a better teammate, you know. And it's beautiful because, you know, you don't have to kick your own ass when you're single. You can do whatever you want. Once again, you can do whatever you want. But there's a certain level of accountability when you have a teammate, a genuine teammate that wants to see you win, and vice versa. So that's all I wanted to add.
Yeah. You know what? Something for me, I had to learn because, you know, I have – okay, so I don't know if you heard me speak earlier about me having fibromyalgia and having pain, and – there's something simple, like a little battle. I don't even want to call it a battle in my relationship about my pocketbook that is too heavy. And the person I'm with carries my pocketbook for me. I don't ask him to do this, and he insists. because it's a book bag. That way I don't, because I cannot put it over my shoulder because of my neck. I got in a car accident in like 2002, and I have neck spasms, so I use a book bag. It doesn't hurt me. It doesn't. I don't even feel it on my back, but he's like, you don't know the long-term effects. And I really had an attitude. Like, listen, it's not hurting me. Like, why are you giving me a problem? But then I had to think, this person really cares about my health so much that he's willing to carry my pocketbook for me so that way I don't have any long-term effects on my back. I had to sit back and think that we still have this battle because I need my stuff in my pocketbook. So I try my best to make it as light as possible, and then it'll get heavy again. And he'll literally pick it up, like, every other day to check how heavy it is. And I had to realize this person really cares. And until I figure out how to get it and keep it like that, you know, it'd probably still be a battle. But I had to understand that he cares enough about the long-term effects of my health and my physical issues that he's willing to carry it. I know a lot of men, you know, there's too much ego. They're not going to do that, you know. So I really do appreciate that. And so, Zeddy, I really appreciate you calling in. You always add some wonderful things, and you did wonderfully on the Battle of the Network Stars. I loved your poetry. I wanted to tell you that. And can you tell me when your next show is? And that's what I want to know.
Yeah, absolutely. You got a little bit of feedback. Yes, absolutely. Thank you for that sentiment, too. Thank you. I appreciate it. I had fun with the Battle of the Network. It was great. Great experience. You know, shout out once again to Jay Petito, three-time winner. You know what I mean? It was a great experience. But, you know, my next episode of Soul Genius Shampoo will be July 20th, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, only on WBNN, Beverly Nation, and Gozi Time Multimedia. You know, and Tiana speaks. Sorry, I'm tongue-tied right now, but Tiana speaks.
Say that 10 times fast now.
Oh, thank you so much, Zeddy, for calling in. And so
thanks,
we Jenny. Yes, he's always so wonderful at it. We have caller number 4 in queue. I kind of have a feeling who it might be, but I'm not sure. Tell me who you are and where you're calling from.
Yo, this is Clever One Lab for the Booze Brothers. Represent from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your grandmom got a big-ass Cadillac, but she don't only know how to park on one side of the street. What's good?
So for those who are listening, I got a text from Clev who told me he's looking for a woman with ashy feet, and all his satellites will line up for that woman.
Hold on. Flag on the damn play with this one. Now, let's check this out here. I'm going to read a text message. Yeah. We got Texter one. Did you say they buy you lotion because you're ashy and they didn't you feed them? Texter two. Ashy-ass feet on female pet impersonators? No thanks. Ain't no satellites lit up on that one. Texter one. Four big-ass faces laughing while they crying. Now, you tell me who was telling the truth on that one.
I had to. So when you find your
That's what I want to know on here. On the WBNN, I want to hear these things get answered on here. All this damn question answer.
I feel like a fly on the wall. Uh-oh.
So listen, ladies, check this out real quick, if I may. That very first subject was touchy there with the, handicapped spots and all that, you know. I mean, because Clev One was, you know, kind of like Frankenstein off Death Race out here, I'd say. You know, I got PTSD of that driving there. You know what I mean? I was the drunken kind, Dom Toretto. But so I had to lay off of it for a while. But, you know, them parking spots, however, I always kept them preserved for the people who needed to be close to the door. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? That was a subject, that part right there. That was that part. The second part, I would like to say something about the relationship things here. Now, the thing about it is you know, there's the trust factors. However, you got to, you know, these trust factors involve toxic signs in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? When you don't get any toxic signs in the beginning, where, you know what I'm saying, you know the trust is organic there. You know what I'm saying? And secondly, mm-hmm. you know, another thing, just side note for to the people, to the party people and the place to be, you know what I'm saying? I want to put mm-hmm. this side note in. This is general for everybody. You know, we keep it a little spicy, you know what I'm saying? You know, where, you know, sometimes you just, you know, hey, fellas, lay your cell phone down every now and then, you know what I'm saying? Go take a splash and lay your cell phone down on a bed, you know what I'm saying? You know, unlocked, you know, just unlocked, you know what I'm saying? Open, screen open, you know what I'm saying? On IG, whatever, you know what I'm saying? You know, just to let them see what's good, you know what I mean? You know, do stuff like that. Do, you know, give, these are puzzles and games. If you want to play puzzles and games, do the fun ones. You know what I'm saying? You want to play ladders and shoots, life, clue, damn Monopoly. I don't give a damn what you're playing, you know what I'm saying, with your wife or with your spouse. You know what I'm saying? You can play Uno with backgammon cases. What, I don't know what you're playing. All I'm saying is, if you're playing porno dice, who gives a damn? You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is, you know, have some trust with one another. You know what I mean? But I'll tell you this: if I can't trust you to make the macaroni and tuna salad correctly, you know what I'm saying? Then we're gonna have a problem. What you should got to say to that?
I got to say this: do not let Clever One fool you, because he has it going on up, down, sideways, and every way. What a clever man, clever one. We love you. And that cell phone thing, wait, that cell phone thing, you know, that could be a whole new meaning to computer-generated images. What is that, CGI?
Well, you know, they got the all types of all artificial intelligence out here to be iRobot next year, probably. You know what I'm saying? But while I'm on here, right? I don't know. Hold on, brother. Oh my God, help me out with the next show. I'm twisted on these dates here. You know what I'm saying? I thought I was.
I'm always here for you. The 2022 Sonya Griffin Award winning Linear New Host of the Year will be on July the 12th, y'all, right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. And, of course, got a lot of callers here because, you know, we're getting, you know time is going now.
Hey,
and let them know, Clever One.
Let them know
who you
are,
man, so we check these satellites.
All right, so check this out, y'all. I'm going to let y'all know. Yo, it is the day. Friday is Bandcamp Friday. Y'all can check Clever One. Got guns, knobs, and nunchucks from Giallo Point. Bandcamp Friday. Check it out. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? That's what we doing out here. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where we pay crackheads to get the boot off your car when you owe too much money to parking authority. Check your satellites.
So, Cam, you have caller 6 and Q. Caller 6, who are you? Where are you calling from?
Tiana and two of my favorites. How are you doing? How are you guys doing this evening?
I still keep thinking about your last show. No, all jokes aside, I still keep thinking about it. I was thinking about it the other day. I really was.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Wow. How are you doing?
Is this Paris? How are you doing, Paris? How are you doing? Been thinking of you a lot lately. How are you feeling these days? You okay?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. They got me. They out here trying to kill me out here in these streets, but I'm doing all right.
We need you on this radio. We need you to give the goods. So what do you have to say about this? We have some callers coming in, too.
Well, listen, I really enjoy your topic tonight on relationships and trust and things like that. You guys know I talk about all types of things like this all the time. And I'm glad you were thinking about the last show, Tiana. But I agree with a lot of the comments on how important trust is and how that we should all have to be better, you know, to have integrity with our partners and try to be the best versions of ourselves every day. It's an honor, you know, it's an honor to do that. And unfortunately, there are a lot of very, very tough relationships out here. not a very toxic relationship. I try to do my part to try to help. Yes, but you sound like you have a beautiful relationship, you know?
It wasn't my first relationship, so it came with something, and it came with baggage, and we both came with baggage, but we accept that, and we move forward from that, you know?
There you have it, you know, and that's outstanding and great advice. I just want to support the show. It's a great show. You two are outstanding. You make a good tag team, as a matter of fact. So I'm not gonna hold
you. Thanks, Harris.
What's your next show before you go? What's your next show?
Well, my next show is supposed to be July 4th, but I'm not gonna be here. So after that, it's gonna be August 1st.
Okay.
So I'll see you guys.
Yeah, you're usually right before me, right, Terrace? I think you're right before me because I'm
there. Don't worry, guys. It will be a BevNet original classic for this man. And I'm going all the way back to 2020. 2020 show with Know Your Rights. I said it.
Brother Oak. But thank you guys for having me on. You guys doing
thank
a great
so
job.
Thank you.
Thanks, Terrence.
Caller 7, who are you and where are you calling from? Thank you for supporting the Power of Thought.
All right. Yes, I'm caller number 7, one of my favorite numbers. How are y'all doing, Ava and Tiana?
Hi. Hi, Dr. Chinchilla J. How are you, sweetheart?
I am fine, and I am enjoying the show tonight. It's really awesome. It's so good to hear both of you on here tonight, Ava, with you co-hosting. And, wow, the stuff that was said tonight regarding relationships was absolutely awesome. And, wait, I had to say something about Clev 1, because Clev, before he got off, he said that you can pay the crackheads to get the boot off your car. I mean, that just was so funny. My goodness, Clev. Well, where the hell were you, like, 20 years ago when I needed that, okay? But anyway, that was so funny, okay?
That's funny.
But, yeah, this is an excellent topic tonight, talking about relationships and all, and, you know, your story, Tiana, with your boyfriend, awesome. Ava, with your husband, awesome. You know, you said y'all both came from, you know, you were both messed up, and, hey, you came together, and you're healing each other. And that
I said
so
the gambling
beautiful.
Gods were the gambling gods were up there saying, all right, it's time for them to meet.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, you know, both you ladies, you're so beautiful. You're so wonderful. And like, I mean, hey, like, I don't know. Like with me, I just don't know. Okay, y'all know I was married for like a long time, for decades upon decades. But, you know, but I've always been, like, I guess so aggressive and just so outspoken. And and I don't know if it's, I guess it's from me having 8 kids. They're all grown, thank God. But being that mother to 8 kids and, you know, and geez,
I can't even imagine that.
Like, I have such a hard time, like, with, I guess, with, you know, men, so to speak. I do have a problem with trust issues, and that, not in the beginning, but if I find someone that has lied to me about anything, then there goes my trust. It goes, boop, out the window, and it takes a lot to, like, gain my trust again. And, like, I don't like to be told what to do. And so I have a lot of problems. So I don't know.
I got to say this right now. I got to say this right now because you're getting downtown. You know what I mean? Downtown to the, you know, the time. But you know what? Dr. Chinchilla J and me being a doctor-elect, I got to go with Dr. Chinchilla on this one. You know, I've been married twice, y'all. And ain't no way in the world no one can tell me what to do because I'm a globetrotter. Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. I'm going to go. You know, listen, I'm going to Israel. Okay, in July, right after my birthday, and I ain't got to. And no one can tell me where to go. Listen, where to go, what to do, what to eat, and where to sleep. Dr. Chinchilla, tell everybody when your next show is. So we get this next call in.
Okay. My next show is Sunday night, this coming Sunday, 9:30 p.m. right here. And listen, I need all y'all to tune in to welcome Muti home, Muti Osaberu, guy I've advocated for the past 3 years. And he was freed on June 23rd. He was on last Sunday, but not talking about his case. This Sunday, he's going to talk all about his case, what he went through for 42 years wrongfully behind bars. So it's going to be an amazing show this Sunday. Yes. So thank you so much. All love you, lady.
Thank you.
We love the doctor. And now this caller now has 3 minutes. And then, you know what I mean, will be the final thoughts. And then in cozy time. Caller, get it in.
Yo, this ain't none other than Mr. You know from the Boston Chronicles, you know that man. Y'all know what's happening. Look here. Let me tell y'all something. I'm going to tell y'all something. All y'all out there in these relationships, expecting a man to be what you want him to be ain't going to happen. A man can't give you what he don't have, okay? What y'all women need to do when a man ain't got shit that you want in him, you pull him to the side, you teach him. You teach him what you want, okay? Y'all communicate. Without communication, you ain't got shit of a relationship, and that's real talk. Now, the reality is if you ain't got a relationship with God,
You got to talk a little clear and get closer to the phone. You got to get closer to the phone so we can hear what you're saying.
This is it. This is what it is. If you...
Mr. Boston, I heard exactly what you said. I heard you. You know what I mean? Loud and clear.
Can you repeat
it? Nope. Final thoughts. It's in grocery time.
Okay.
What are your final thoughts, Avon? How everybody would have reached you?
Well, I apologize. I did not hear Mr. Boston at all, even though I love his voice when he comes on. I didn't hear his thoughts, so I'm sure we'll get to hear that again sometime. Great show, Tiana. You know, what can we say? We said it all. So I know time is crunching, so I just want to say great show. Thank you for having me. Loved your topic. And, you know, see you soon.
See you soon. Thank you. Now we will go into Angozy time.
And of course, Tiana, I have to play that last track to represent all the DJs around the world. Are you ready, Tiana Speaks?
I am always ready. I was born ready. I can't wait to be ready.
Sounds good. Let's play.
Baby, don't you
Tonight, I want to thank all the folks at Cadillac Robbie to be part of the Beverly Nation, the one and only, and Tiana Speaks, outstanding show tonight. And, of course, we're off tomorrow, but we'll be back on with the doctor, the good doctor, Chinchilla J, and News Forum, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. And, of course, WBN has advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time, or the link to Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or welcome program tonight? Ole de late, I engrossed with my gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Deli Malay, when goes to saying good night, good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to the class of 2023, outstanding young lady, Tiana Speaks.
Hello and welcome back to the Power of Thoughts. I'm going to give you my final thoughts. First, I want to say thank you to everyone that called in. Thank you to our 23 million listeners around the world. Thank you, Brother O, for playing the type of music I like. I really appreciate it. And just thank you overall to my WBNN family. Thank you for all the love and support that you not only show me, but you show each other. It's very important. And just I'm really touched. And I hope that I have touched somebody tonight, even if it's just one person. I challenge you to open up your mind. I challenge you to open up your heart, not just in your relationship with your boyfriend, your husband, your wife, or your girlfriend, or whoever, but even in your family, just in period. You know, if you have someone good and they have an issue, open your mind to understand where they're coming from. Don't automatically assume your feelings and your thoughts are correct just because this is what you've been feeling all your life. You have to at some point open your mind, because how can you grow? Even if you feel like something is incorrect, try to entertain it without, you don't have to accept the thought as your own, but try to entertain it so you can learn from it. It's very important, because a lot of times we walk around with the same perception we've had since day one. Be a real person. Be real to yourself. Because if you can't be real to yourself, you can't be real to anybody else in this world. You are enough. And know that you are enough. You don't need to do anything extra to be enough. You don't need anyone else to tell you that you are enough. Because you came out of the womb being enough. And to my fiber warriors, my heart goes out to you. And I hope that I wish you a lot of healing. I wish you soft hugs and love throughout your day, throughout your week, throughout your month, and the years to come. Know that you have a person here that understands the issues at hand that you're going through. And to those bad drivers, straighten up, please, because you're driving us all crazy. You are absolutely driving us all crazy. Now, if you would like to contact me, you can contact me on Speaks Radio on IG, and you can reach me on Facebook, T-A-I-N-A, Speaks, and you will see in parentheses where it says Speaks Radio, that is the correct account. You can send me a message or a friend request me. You know, I probably won't accept because I don't know you, but at least I'll see you if I can get your message. But I love you all for listening and supporting me. And I hope you have a wonderful night. And may with each blink of your eye and each breath you take, may you find peace in your heart and your soul and in your life. And that is it. Have a wonderful night.